Welcome back to the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. November is the time of year that deer season really comes into full swing. We've seen a lot of movement on both the highways and in the woods in regards to both vehicle damage and also overall control. As an extension agent here in Hopkins County, I often encounter questions in regards to what plants should be planted for wildlife food plots and how those characteristics of game animals differ from that of regular animals that are fed forages. Now, we know that many people are interested in wildlife and maybe for photography purposes and other interests. Hunting is a popular sport enjoyed by millions across the country, and the same can be said for those here in Hopkins County, as we see an influx of out-of-state travelers that come here to hunt the high population of deer we have here in the county. Before European settlers arrived on the North American continent, wild game were plentiful. However, as land has been cleared and farming practices have led to the destruction of wildlife habitat, populations of many wild animals have declined. But as you know, here in Hopkins County, this necessarily has not been the case for the white-tailed deer population. Today, many people would like to see wildlife populations increase, but for farmers, the same cannot be said. Through the years, many approaches to increasing wildlife numbers have been tried, and these have included the release of pen-raised animals into the wild, imposing strict regulations pertaining to hunting and predator control, and depending on the situation, such techniques may or may not have been helpful. And we can definitely see that the current practices of increasing deer populations have been very effective here in this area. Now, the characteristics of game animals are very important to consider when deciding what plants you want to plant for wildlife food plots. The range of the white-tailed deer can vary widely, but is often in an area approximately 3/4 mile wide and 1 and 1.5 miles long. Usually a buck will range over about a section of 640 acres of land, and a doe will range about half that throughout the year. However, deer will travel substantial distances from these normal ranges to reach a food plot or during rut or mating season. Bucks are especially likely to range more widely during the rutting season, which we're currently in. In many areas, deer populations have greatly increased, as said before, and so oftentimes they become pests, and we see these problems here in Hopkins County. Vegetable gardens, ornamentals here in town have really taken a hit this year due to all the lush activity we've had due to excessive amounts of rain that occurred mid-season. White-tailed deer like a varied diet consisting of numerous items including twigs, acorns, fruits, weeds, grasses, and legumes, and they prefer a high percentage of shrubs and trees in their diet, but will graze large amounts of lush forage when other feed is in short supply. Now, winter annuals are widely planted for deer because they furnish highly nutritious forage during the time when there is little other green material available. Now, if you compare that to this year, we see that we've had a consistently dry period from about the end of August through where we are currently. So you can tell that a lot of these food plots that are still green, the deer have been attracted to these in the recent weeks. Now, usually several winter annual species are planted in a mixture to provide a long grazing period. Knowledgeable wildlife managers, which we have quite a few of those here in the county, are interested in providing nutrition for deer as needed throughout the year. Now, early summer is the time when fawns are normally born, and the highest nutritional requirements of does occur during that early lactation period, and it's highly comparable to that of cattle. The rebreeding of does, the body weights of deer during winter, and antler development of bucks are all affected by nutrition during the summer and autumn, and protein is especially likely to be deficient in deer diets during that time. As you can see this year, if you've been on Facebook or other social media sites, the amount of large deer harvested in the area have really increased, and a lot of that may be due to the high population of good diets that were available for the deer to consume this year because we didn't have a drought early. And so when that time came to set antler densities and sizes, and also for deer reproduction and the birthing of the smaller deer, plenty of food was available. Now, perennial legumes, lastly, such as red clover, white clover, tend to be very popular for hunters to plant in this area. Now, oftentimes, some will look at alfalfa also, which each of these is especially important, and it's also critical to establish pure stands when establishing for deer. You'll see a high response to these nutritious forages over a long period of time, and they normally last for several years. Food plots for deer should normally be 1 to 5 acres in size, and commonly that's what we see tested for when we do soil tests here in the county. And in predominantly forested areas, 1 to 5% of the land area should be planted for food plots in order to support a high deer population. Ideally, plots should be long and narrow as to opposed to being square, and should be located in sunny areas close to the woods or in a transition zone that provide escape and cover for the deer in order to keep them in that area. The edges of logging roads, forest openings, utility right-of-ways, and idle crop fields are good places to locate crops for next year. As you can see, deer are a common problem and blessing here in the county. Just depends on who you are. If you have any questions about planting forage plots for wildlife or other information, feel free to contact your local Extension Service.